Guy, just how satisfying a victory was that?
Well, it's pleasing because, you know, after a good win last Saturday, I think it was important that we try to get some momentum going, and to come to Oxford and win is a great result for us.
Is it fair to say perhaps you weren't quite at your best in the first half?
No, we weren't. That's putting it lightly. I think, looking back, we were fortunate to come in 0-0. We weren't at it at all. So, we had to improve, and we did.
What did you say at half-time?
Just to tell them, remember what we did Saturday, really, you know, make sure that we're working hard, and they were working a lot harder this first half, and we weren't putting them under pressure whatsoever, and they were allowed to pick their passes and we couldn't get close to them. So it just takes that one person to go and close, and the others can back up, and we did that a lot better second half.
A moment of brilliance as well to give you the lead. What can you say about Patrick Adjumang's strike?
Well, Jed Wallace thinks it's the second best goal this season, but I think it was a fantastic goal. You know, he's got some ability, Pat, and to do that, 10 minutes after coming on, I think is fantastic.
And that's what having someone like him to come off the bench can do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Pat's been very much the fulcrum for us this season so far, and we ask a lot of him. And for him to be able to come off the bench and fresh, he can show you what he can do.
And John Marquis grabbing a goal that really his performance today and Saturday certainly merited.
Yeah, I'm pleased with John. You know, he does a lot of running around, a lot of hard graft. He battles. He's got an egg on his head from a collision in the first half. He had a chance a bit earlier through hard work, closing people down. He got through, and the keeper made a good save. So he worked hard and deserved another chance. He got it and put it away well.
And frustration, I guess, at the end. You switch off one moment, and what should have been a simple last 3 minutes turned into a nervy one.
Yeah, it is. Your back's against the wall because they've chucked the centre half up. They're just piling the ball into the box, and so it's natural to defend and go deep. And we just, for that split second, just did switch off. So we've got to. That's good because that keeps us reminding us of how concentrated we've got to be for the amount of time we have to be.
You obviously made some changes today, or did you make the reaction and the performance of the players that came in?
No, well, I don't think anybody takes any credit for the first half performance, but they take note of what was said at half time, and they came out and performed a lot better. So, those that did start came up with a lot more credit.
It perhaps didn't quite work at one up front. Is that still a formation that you feel can work if you play it slightly differently going forward?
Well, we had to think about Saturday, obviously. It's a competition this that we want to progress in, but as you can see, Pat's come on from the bench feeling a little bit fresh for the last 25 minutes, and he's scored within 5 minutes of being on the pitch. So that's helps him with his rest. And, one or two others that, Joe De Vera, first game of 90 minutes last Saturday for a while. And same with Thierry Racon, it's the first game of season, first game all season. So, we took the view that we had to give them a bit of rest to make sure they were right for Saturday.
And back-to-back league wins for the first time this season gives you momentum going forward.
Back-to-back wins, not league wins. I wish it was league wins. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, if we... that's what we're looking for tonight, is have that momentum to take it into Saturday.
Just finally, any knocks picked up?
Just little knocks. Marcus Painters took a kick on his calf, and Ricky's taken a kick on his knee. So, I think it was best for them to come off.
And you just sort of assess that going forward?
Yeah, absolutely.